my husband can speak enough Spanish to get by on, like when we go to Mexico, because everybody thinks he's Mexican when he goes down there anyway, you know, and they start talking to him, and he has to be able, you know, to speak a little or understand a little, and he took some in school, so
did
he gets
learn
his
anything
by.
From his parents, or did they speak?
They didn't speak anything but English there. In fact, his dad does not like to have Spanish spoken to him because he's dark too.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't like it when people speak Spanish to him. He gets unhappy and gets mad about it, which I think is sort of silly.
Uh-huh. You tell me about the sofa or couch.
A couch would be something more like a studio couch, something that could probably be made into a bed. And a sofa would have more defined arms and maybe a curved back on it or something.
Any old-fashioned names, like Davenport or settee or Chesterfield?
I've heard settee. My granny used to say that.
Mm-hmm.
She'd say she put something on the settee, but we never used that. You know, we didn't pick it up, I guess.
What general name would you have for all the things in your house?
Furniture.
Uh-huh. What about a piece of furniture that has drawers in it that you keep your clothes in?
Chest of drawers or a bureau?
What's the difference?
Bureau, usually you have some top space you can use. A chest of drawers may not have that. It may just be too high to, you know, it'd be actually handy to use. But a bureau would be more the level where you could, like, put your hand mirror and your brush and comb and stuff on it.
What about something with a mirror to it?
Dressing table?
Did that have drawers, too?
Yeah, little side drawers. I've got an old one. All my furniture back in there is antique-y. Kind of, it's old stuff.
What about something that you don't see too much anymore, but something that you could hang your clothes up in? A piece of furniture with drawers?
A wardrobe.
Okay. What did that look like?
Well, it was kind of like a closet that wasn't attached to anything or a cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
It was tall and had shelves inside at the top for hats and gloves and things like that. And then it had a rod just like in a closet and you hung your clothes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd give my eye teeth to have a couple of those right now.
Anything else like that?
No, we used to have what they called a commode. It's a piece of furniture that, I guess it, in the old days it was a commode. But it means just a small square thing like a washstand or a wash table.
Mm-hmm. What about something that you could put in the window, something on rollers that you could pull down to keep out the light?
Shades.
Okay. And the covering on the house is called the top of the house.
Oh, the roof.
Something along the edge of the roof to carry the water off.
Drain pipes. L. Gutters.
How are they? What's the difference between drain pipes and gutters?
Well, the gutters are the part that go along the top that catch the water, and the drain pipes come down from the top.
How are the gutters attached to the roof? Are they built in, or do they?
They're usually metal, and they're nailed on, I think.
Mm-hmm. What about when you have a house and an L, that place where they come together? It's called a...
It's just the L, I guess.
Okay. And a room at the top of the house, just under the roof.
A garret.
Any other name for that?
I can't think of any.
What about attic?
Oh, you mean like an attic. I was thought you meant a room you stayed in up under the eaves.
A garret is more of
That's a top room up at the very top of the house, mm-hmm. like if you've got dormer windows or something.
An attic is just the unfinished space?
Yeah, just an unfinished space where you store stuff.
Uh-huh. What would you call a lot of old worthless things like broken furniture?
Well, a lot of people call it junk, but I'd call it antiques, and I'd probably be rummaging through it and see what I could salvage, because I like old things and antique stuff.